The Greater Sudbury Animal Shelter has been seeing a significant decrease in adoptions, especially in the last 2 months, and is at capacity. So we've had consistently the same amount of intake of pets. Melissa Lalo, the bylaw department coordinator, said. But we've noticed in the last, probably 2 years, but significantly in the last 2 months, that adoptions have decreased. The animal shelter mostly takes in strays and surrendered pets. Lalo told Sudbury.com that the animals at the shelter are 90% strays and 10% pets who have been surrendered by their owners. When the animals come in with medical conditions, the shelter will tend to the animals' needs. Roscoe, an 8-year-old mixed breed, was found as a stray before the Greater Sudbury Animal Shelter took him in. Roscoe was found with gastrological issues, such as diarrhea, and rotting teeth, as well as being underweight. When the shelter located the owner could not afford any of the expenses for the immediate medical care Roscoe needed. Dorothy, a 5-year-old golden retriever lab mix, was also a stray that the shelter brought in who needed medical attention. The shelter was able to tend to both dogs, as well as many others who have been surrendered or found as strays. With the intake of new animals remaining steady coupled with the decrease in adoptions, the shelter has reached capacity. A national survey conducted by National Research on behalf of Pet Value revealed that an estimated 3 million pets joined Canadian homes during the pandemic. A third of Canadian households adopted a pet during the pandemic. Right now, the shelter's main goal is to have these animals find their forever home. The profiles for the animals that are available for adoption are on the shelter's website for anyone who is interested in having a furry companion. Our staff hope that we're doing right by the community by finding them their forever homes, said Lalo. It's a challenge, it's a big trust in us, but we are rewarded with a successful adoption. So if the community can help us out by getting these dogs into homes, that's more than I can ask.